Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and we are looking forward to an annual celebration that is one of our absolute favorites, and that is the 34th annual Kingdom Day Parade. It is going to be on ABC 7 Live, and it's going to be an exciting event from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And here to talk about it, President and CEO of the Kingdom Day Parade, Dr. Adrian Dove. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Now, I know this parade is really all about the life and legacy of Dr. King, and you have believed from the very beginning in what it could be. It's now the largest and longest running birthday celebration in the nation. Talk about how the parade started and how you've gotten to this 34th year.
It started 34 years ago in San Diego. Larry Grant, a friend of mine, and they had a small neighborhood parade. They just thought they wanted to do something to honor Martin Luther King, and Stevie Wonder had just gotten the name of Dr. King's birthday to be recognized nationally. So they said, let's do a parade. And then something happened in San Diego. Greater opportunity arose. They moved it to L.A. It's been growing since then. Now has a viewing audience, a media of 2.2 million, and has turned into the largest, longest-running Martin Luther King celebration in the country. I personally joined it when Larry Grant passed 8 years ago, but I had been handling all the financial records of it before then.
Well, the Kingdom Day Parade is a great event in and of itself, but there's also a really cool post-parade festival at Leimert Park. Talk about that a little bit.
Because in L.A., unlike New Orleans, places like that, you cannot touch anybody and you can't hug them. You're not supposed to by the law. It's hard to have the parade culminating all that it can do without having something at the end. So we created a festival, and it's now run by Council District 8 at the end. So people that want to kind of cherish the moment and have some stage performances and eat some food and just kind of socialize with each other, Leimert Park at the corner of Vernon and Crenshaw.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is Leimert Park is the center of the community, and I think it's such a great location to have an event like this. And there is live music, all kinds of great resources for the community. A lot of the people who you will have seen on the floats will then be hanging out in Leimert Park. I know they're going to have a drum circle and all kinds of really cool things happening. The 3 mile parade route begins at 10:15 a.m. at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Western Avenue, and then they'll proceed west on Crenshaw and then south to Vernon and then begin the post-parade festival. And go to be on TV on ABC 7, which is pretty exciting, isn't it?
It sure is. This year we're going to have Abdul-Jabbar riding in the parade. We have Dave Roberts, first African-American manager of the L.A. Dodgers, is our Grand Marshal. And we have a host of other folks coming in. Great celebration, Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, and others.
Well, this is a community event, and the community can be involved, I know, as participants, as volunteers, as sponsors. How can people find out more information about that?
Our website is www.kingdomdayparade.org.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Dove, we just want to thank you for having the faith and belief in this event to help to bring it to this incredible 34th year. Martin Luther King never reached the age of 40. He would have been 90 years old this year had
That's
he
right.
lived. Any reflections on what his legacy has meant to you personally?
Yeah, what we're trying to do with this parade, our mantra is, what would he do? Any decision we make is, we will only do something that he would have done if he was still here. We see things like whatever's happening today, it needs to be carried into the 21st century. You lost some of the steam and verve that we had after his transition. And we're going to try to keep it alive. That's what we really got to do, and bring back that spirit, because liberation is going to be done by us ourselves. His dream will never die.
Well, I love that. We've been talking to Dr. Adrian Dove, president and CEO of the Kingdom Day Parade, looking to the 34th annual. It is coming up on Monday, January 21st, and we will see you there. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Dr. Dove.
Thank you, Pat, and I'm going to go on to listen to you now.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.